Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're starting Nedarim Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis, we had said the halacha that the mefir has to know who he's being mefir for. And Nadra Ishtoi, Vesavish, and Nadra Pitoi. So the afar is not good. The Gemara explains because Yoni Isa Dafkahu, who exerts a custom of Isa, which teaches us that you have to know who you're being made for. On that, the Gemara asks from Kriyam, the halacha is that Kriya on a maze also has such a lashon of Al, which would indicate you have to know who you're doing it for. And still, the Braisa says Amru Lameis Aviv Vikara. So he's doing it because he thinks his father died. Va'achakach Nimsa Benoi. And afterwards he finds out that actually his son died, Yotzi de Kriya, he's Yotzi Kriya. So the Gemara asks, if Yoni Aisa tells you that you have to know who you're doing the Afara for, so too by Kriya we should say you have to know who you're doing the Kriya for. On that the Gemara answers two answers. The first answer is, Habistam Habim Afarish. Which the Ran explains, Habistam Habim Afarish. This halacha that we say in the Mishnah, by Afara, that you have to know who you're doing it for, and if not, it's a problem. It's talking about a case when someone walked over to you and said, your wife made a neder. So you said, mufalach. And then you find out it was actually his daughter. So now he finds out it's his daughter, so he never made hafara to her. So Yani Aisa says, since you made the hafara for your wife, it's not a good hafara. The case of Kriya, Enechanami, has the same halachas, but the case of the Braisa that it works is a case when they told him mace. They didn't tell him who died. They just said mace. Now, he assumed it was his father. So he did a kriya for his father, and it turns out it was his son. But since they never said to him mace aviv, therefore the kriya is good. And who had din the halacha would it be by afar? If they said nadra, someone made a neder, and you have the power to be mefer, and he would be mefer, even though he made an assumption that it was his wife and it was really his daughter, still we would say that's not a problem with Yoni Aisa. Yoni Aisa just means that if you mefarish someone else, then the hafara won't work. But if you're not mefarish, he just assumes it's someone else, then it's not a problem of Yoni Aisa. Now, this needs beer. Because l'chayra, the taich of Yoni Aisa, the Ran explains, is that we need the hafara l'shem Aisa shenadra. You have to have in mind that the hafara should work for the person that made the neder. So who cares if the person told him, the messenger, said to him, Stam Nadra, or if the messenger said, Nadra Ishtai. What's the difference? Either way, he was not making the hafara, L'shem Aisesh Nadra. So we have to say a tremendous chiddush for the Ran. And we'll see the other Shoinim might not need this pshat. The Ran has to hold that the Gemara is being mechadish, that Yoni Aisa does not need necessarily that your kavana should be L'shem Aisesh Nadra. Because we have a klal, a dvar shebelev, is not firm. So we don't really care so much about your das. The exact kasev really is that the hafara has to be, in the maisa hafara, has to be a perfect maisa hafara. There has to be a maisa hafara for the person that made the neder. That means, if they tell you nadra ishtai, and you make a hafara, so that's not dvar shebelev, that's a hafara on the shmir that you had. Someone told you nadra ishtai, so you made a hafara on that shmir. So that's a hafara on ishtai. So Yoni Aisa says, even though you made hafara based on a neder a minute ago, and it was really just a mistake, someone else made the neder, so you would think it would work, because you made a hafara, and your daughter made a neder, so enechanam, you made it on your wife's neder, but maybe a person, a husband and a father who has a kayach to be made for a wife and a daughter, and he said mufalach, maybe it works on all the darim that are at the time, and so too kriya. There's a chiv on kriya when someone's relative dies, and his relative died. So maybe you would think it works even though the kriya was done for someone else. Kamashma on the pasuk, that if the maisa was done for someone else, that's a bad maisa kriya. But there's nowhere does it say that if you have the wrong kavana, it's a problem. That's how the Ran's going to learn. So if you have the wrong kavana, it's not a problem. That would be the regular rule of Dvarim Shebelev. The whole chiddush is that if you did a bad maisa, you would think it should work anyway, because the maisa, you said mufalach, and the maisa, you did a kriya. Kamash malon, it has to be a hafara and a kriya on the right person. That's how the Ran would learn the Gemara's answer, that there's no dip kavana. However, you look in Tosfos. Tosfos over here says that the difference between Stam and Mefarish is Stam means that they told him someone died, and he did a kriya L'mishahu. He did the Kriya Stam. Not that he thought it was someone else. Einachanami Tais was learned. If he did it for someone else, that's not including the Pasuk of Yoni Aisa. Yoni Aisa tells you that you need Hafara L'shem Aisa Shenadra. And Kriya also has to be a Kriya L'Aisa Shemais. There is a Din in Kavana. There's a Xeris Akasta that even though Dvarim Shebelev are usually not Dvarim, over here we have a Xeris Akasta that you have to have the proper intent. On that, the Gemara answers that Habistam, if they didn't tell him who did it, and he did it L'mishahu, so who cares who it ended up being? He did it for whoever it will be. Turns out it was his son or his father, so perfect Kriya. But if they said it's a certain person, so he did it for that person, and it's a mistake, so he had the wrong Kavana. Anytime you have the wrong Kavana, you're not Mekayim Yoni Yaisa, and you're not Mekayim the Pasuk of Al Shov Al Yainistim, the Al, which teaches us that you need Kavana. And who Adin, according to Taisus, if someone says, you know, someone says, Mace Le Mace, doesn't say who it is, and you decide, you assume it's your father, and so to by Afara, you assume it's your Isha, it would be a problem, because Yoni Aisa means, L'shem Aisa Shinadra. So we have a fundamental machlaikis of Lamaskana. Yoni Aisa tells us you have to have a proper Kavana. That's what Taisus learns, according to the Ran, there's no such thing that you have to have proper Kavana. Just make sure it's not a bad Maisa. And if someone tells you a Shmia, that it's Nadra Ishtai, so that's the Shmia that you're being made for on, then that's a bad Maisa, because you were made for that Shmia, so that's a bad Maisa, but there's nowhere that we see that you need to have proper Kavana. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi says, the answer to the Stira, from our Mishnah that we say you have to do Hafara to the proper person, and by Kriya we say you don't have to do Kriya to the proper person, Kan B'Taychi De Dibur, Kan La'achiki De Dibur. The difference is, did you find out your mistake within the time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Yomari. So if you found out in that time, you could rectify your mistake. If after that time, it's too late. Now to understand the exact Havana of that Gemara, we have to see the Ran on the end of the Gemara. And the Gemara ends off, that Hilchasa Teich HaDeidiber Kedibur Dami, anything within the time frame of Teich HaDeidiber to say Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Yomari, is considered Kedibur, Chut Mi Megadif, So there are four exclusions to this rule of Teich HaDeidiber Kedibur Dami. So the Ran has come to explain why we do not apply the rule of Teich HaDeidiber Kedibur Dami by these four things. So the Ran says the following pshat. The Ran says, Nir ve'enai, the b'shar mili d'loi chamiri kulihai, kisha'odem oisa oisam loi b'gmar daitei oisa, al daitei shi'achalach zabai, Teich HaDeidiber. The Ran holds that the Havana that a person is allowed to be Chayza Teich HaDeidiber when he makes a Kenyan, someone makes a Mashiach. So we know you're allowed to be Chayza Teich HaDeidiber. The reason that you could be Chayza from every Kenyan you make, the Ran says, is because a person originally never had a full-fledged das that he wants the Kenyan to be Nigmar right away. Rather, he did the Maisa with the knowledge, the subconscious Kavana, that I have a right to be Chayza the next few seconds. Now, on that, the Ran says, that's only by something that's not such a chamadik thing, a regular Kenyan. So you do the Maisa, and you give yourself leeway to change your mind for the next few minutes. But on things that are mamish choshev, things that have tremendous significance, like Megadif, over there, you only do that ma'isa if you decide before that I really want to do the ma'isa. You don't just haphazardly go and do a kedushin and a gerushin. So you sit down and you decide I want to do it. Then you do it. So you only did it after you had the haskama gemura. So you never give yourself that leeway to be chayzer. That's how the Ran explains the din of teich HaDeidiber and why over here it's different. Then he brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's the tekana derabanan. But the Rabbanu were misakin that Teich HaDeidiber should be Kedibur Dami, because what's going to happen if a Talmud is trying to buy a Chafetz and he makes a Kenyan? So usually we say you could be Chayzer, but now his Rabbi walks by and he's going to have to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meiri. And if we're going to say that in that 3 seconds or whatever it is, he loses his Chus Chazara, so it's not fair to him. He would have been able to be Chayzer, and now his Rabbi walks by, he lost his Chus Chazara. So therefore they were misakin that a person can be Chayzer from anything he does in the time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meiri. On that, the Ran asks, if it's only Midrabanan, so how could a Midrabanan be Iker Dov Min HaTorah? Let's say over here, she made a neder. She made a neder. His afara should not work. So you want to say, no. Teyuk le'dibur, he found out the proper person that made it, and therefore the afara works. Rektoran, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a special tikkunah der rabbanon. So in the world of the rice, it's worthless. So in the world of afara, it shouldn't work. So how could we say, that kumase ben adarim, how could we say the rabbanon are oiker, her nether, and she's allowed to be over on her nether, because we're going to consider the hafara, good hafara, since when could the Rabbanon be oiker dov min ha-toiro, become ase? So he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. So, bekitzer, we have two mahalchim in understanding why a person could be chayzer teichi de-dibar, every kinyan. The Ran says, it's a deraisa de kesfara, that a person originally was never gomer das to make the kinyan without giving himself leeway to be chayzer for the next few seconds. Rabbeinu Tam holds that in reality, his das was to be nigma right now. Just, the Rabbanu made a special takana, give yourself a few seconds to be chayzer, because of the situation where Rabbi will walk by. Now, the obvious question on the Ran, and really on Rabbeinu Tam also, we'll focus first on the Ran. The question on the Ran is, how does he understand the inyan of Kriya? By Kriya, it's not an issue of Chazara. By Kriya, what happened was, you did a Kriya. So the halach is you have to do a kriya al hamace. If you do a kriya before the mace dies, it's not a kriya. So you have to do a kriya al hamace. So the problem is you did a kriya on the wrong mace. And the pasuk of al says you have to do a kriya on the right mace. So how does it help that 2 seconds later you found out it's the right mace? You didn't do a kriya on the right mace. So if the whole hagdara that you could be chayzer is nothing more than a person did the maisa with giving himself leeway, he had das, that I retain a schus chazar for the next few seconds, if that's the whole point of teich de dibur, so then it's a leeway that you give yourself a chazara. It's a local svara in the world of chazara. You want to change your mind, okay, you're allowed to change your mind because originally you never substantiated your das to the degree that you won't be able to be chazar. Therefore, you're allowed to change your mind. That just gives you a schus to change your mind. But in the world of kriya, it's not a sugya of changing your mind. It's a sugya of does this kriya help for this mace? So how in the world would the Ran Svara apply to the Gemara of Kriya? So the Achrenim are very busy with this question. Reb Shimon and Shar Yesher, Shar Hei, Aischav Beis, he's bothered by this. The Achiezer also is bothered by this. And Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Hei, Aizayin. Now, they all say similar vein, but there are different nuances. The Reb Shimon's Lashon is that obviously Teich Dibur Kedibur Dami tells us that this, let's say, 3 seconds is Kibivas Achaz Dami. And therefore, it's considered you did a Kriya on this mace. Because even though you did a Kriya before you know who died, since within 2 seconds, which is on the level of Bivas Achaz, it's considered in one time frame. It happened the same time. Therefore, it's a good Kriya. There must be such a halacha. That's the nusach that Rav Shimon uses. Rav Chaim Ezer, Nachi Ezer, his lashon is that every maisa is not nigmar until after teich de dibur. Over there, Rav Chaim Ezer declares, Shmak HaKira, every teich de dibur is pshat that the maisa is nigmar right away and you have a schus chazara for 4 seconds. Or, teich de dibur says, every maisa is not nigmar, doesn't really work, the maisa doesn't, it's not considered a substantiated maisa. I didn't finish doing the maisa and giving it a kayach to work until after 3 seconds. And he brings a raya from Kriya. If we're saying in our sugya that Kriya could work, if you would understand that the maisa is nigma right away and it's just a schus chazara, so how could it work for Kriya? Kriya has nothing to do with chazara. So obviously, every maisa you do is not substantiated, it's not considered finished until 3 seconds pass. You do a maisa, 3 seconds later, the maisa is chal, starts working, gets its full kayach. And that's why by Kriya, you did the Maisa, Maisa Kriya, but the Maisa Kriya is not substantiated until Teich de Dibur passed, and within Teich de Dibur, you found out it was your father, therefore, the Maisa could be chal. The problem is that the Ran did not use these svaras. The Ran seems to say that the reason you could be chayzer is because originally you did not have an Haskama Gemura, you did not reach a full das that you want the kinyan to be nigmar. Therefore, you left yourself the ability to be chayzer. But if you learn like these pshatim in the achrayim, lamash, let's go Reb Shimon, that is considered bevas achas. So why didn't the Ran just say simply the reason you can be chayzer is because it's still bevas achas? It's still that time frame. It's still now. So of course I can be chayzer. just like without the din of Teichet Dibur, Kipshuta, you could be chayzer the next second. Without the din of Teichet Dibur, you do a ma'isa and you chayzer right away. The chiddush of Teichet Dibur is not that you're able to be chayzer from a ma'isa, just that within 3 seconds you're still allowed to be chayzer. So if it's considered with vasachas, like Rav Shimon's saying, so of course you can be chayzer simply because it's still the vasachas. So why do Ran need this whole svara? So we have to say that the Ran knows from the Gemara of Kriya that there's an inyan of vasachas. But just because something is called vasachas does not mean that you could be chayzer. The schus chazara is different than vasachas. And even though you could be chayzer the next second from when you do a ma'isa, but if it's a few seconds later, even if it's called bevasachas and hilchas hafara and kriya, that would not apply to kriya. Kriya, we say, you did a ma'isa and you had in mind that it should be fartig and finished right away, so you lost your schus chazara. Chazara is not enough to be bevasachas. Chazara has to be immediate. So even if it's called a kriya and hafara, not necessarily could you be chayzer. So the Ran had to be mechadish and say that you didn't have das until a later time. So now the question is, it comes out there's two like unrelated chedushim coming out. You have one is a Gemara about kriya tkol bevasachas. Clearly that was not enough for the Ran to explain why you can't be chayzer. So he made up a svara that you didn't have a haskama gemura. So now it comes out there's two unrelated halachas in Teichet Dibur. One is that it's bevasachas, and also coincidentally we're going to say, which is illegal to say there's two unrelated chedushim. It would seem in the Ran is also halacha that a person doesn't have a Gemara Das until after 3 seconds. And therefore, originally, he meant, I'm going to give myself a right to be chayzer for the next 3 seconds. How do we relate these two halachas? So, Kipshuta, I think you have to say that the entire Ran is after this Rav Shimon. I mean, the Ran just says a person does a ma'isa, every person gives himself a right to be chayzer for the next 3 seconds. So really we could ask, where does that number come from? It's an arbitrary number. 3 seconds. That's the amount of time that a person thinks in his head, I'll be chayzer. Maybe 7 seconds. Where do we come from to have this halacha of Teichet Dibur is what a person has in mind? So obviously there's a step before. There must be some chashivas to Teichet Dibur. And then we have a right to say that every person does a ma'isa, he has in mind, I'm going to give myself a right to be chayzer as long as I'm in the time span of Teichet Dibur, which is a significant thing in its own right. So now it's very good. There's an inyan of Teichet Dibur that's bevasachas. That's why Kriya and Hafara go with the guidelines of Teichet Dibur. On that, the Ran says, since there's an inyan of bevasachas, which in and of itself would not allow me to be chayzer. Like we said before, it must be chazara has different guidelines than other maises of bevasachas. But on that, the Ran says, since it's considered vasachas, we have a right to assume that any person that does a ma'isa leaves himself the leeway and the ability and the kayach to be chayzer as long as it's in the time frame of vasachas. And it's not automatic that vasachas can be chayzer. Rather, we say that he had in mind that I'm giving myself the right to be chayzer as long as I'm in that vasachas time frame. But since you need to give yourself that extra leeway, so by these four things, by Megadif, by Dezorah, Mekadish, and Megarish, that person has a Haskama Gemurah, so even though you are Bevasachas, since you didn't give yourself the leeway in your Das, therefore you can't be Chayzer. That would be L'chayra, how the Ran and the Gedal Achrayim would stem. Because from the Gemara Kriya, it's Mukhaf, there's more to Chazara, more to Teichet Dibur than Chazara, but the Ran is seemingly saying that Teichet Dibur is a Sfar and Chazara. So we have to say the Ran is after the inyan of Teichet Dibur and the Gemara. Now, as an interesting side note, Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Archaim Chelik Beis, and Nun Zayin, in the famous Shaila, in the famous Tshuva about chewing gum and sucking candies, and Yavashini Makim, so the halacha is, if you're Mashana Mekaimai, for sure by Shahakal, maybe Mashana is different, but by Shahakal, if you change places, you start eating in your house, start drinking a cup of water in your house, and then you go outside and you continue drinking the water, the halacha is you have to make a new bracha. So Moshe is dealing with the shaila of someone's chewing gum, and he's walking inside, outside, or he has a sucking candy. Do we say that Shini Makim is mechayev a new bracha? So Moshe says that if you never made a hefsek, it's one long achila, and you already made a bracha on the achila, you're not going to need a new bracha. The whole sugya of Shini Makim is only when you made a hefsek. So Toich Tzmaravi says that Toich Hidei Dibur is going to be the guidelines for a Hefsek. So he says, because Toich Hidei Dibur is not just a Schutz Chazara, because you see from the Gemara by Kriya that it's considered Bavas Achas. Any Kriya done, and with the Toich Hidei Dibur you find out who the person that died is, the Gemara says it's a good Kriya. So we see that it's considered Bavas Achas. So if it's considered Bavas Achas, so any time you don't take a break of 3 seconds, then it's going to be considered, it's going to be considered that you're continuously eating. So you're not going to need a new bracha. But Ein Hachanami says, if you take out the sucking candy for 3 seconds, then that will be considered a new achila, and you need a new bracha. But he brings a rai from our sugya that Toich Hidei Dibur is considered b'vasachas, similar to what we said over from Shimon. Now, continuing on with this ran, the Chuvis Chassam Sefer, Ibn Ezra Simon Sadi Zayin, asks, he doesn't understand the ran. The ran says that the reason why a person can be chayz Toich Hidei Dibur is because we say that a person left himself the ability to be chayz Toich Hidei Dibur. So the Chassam Sefer says, maybe he did, but maybe he didn't. How in the world do we have a right to say that you could be chayz because we assume that you left yourself this right? How do we know with Brirus that you left yourself this right? You did a ma'isa, so it's dvarim shebelev. It's hard to believe, the Chassam Sefer says, that there's an under the muchach that you never meant with a hachlata gemurah. So he says a very simple answer. He says, Ein Hachanami, someone does a ma'isa, it's not the ma'isa that he did, we have no reason to believe that you want to be chayzer. But the second that you're chayzer in Toich Hidei Dibur, within such a short time frame, we see you being chayzer, so that's a raya that you never had a full-fledged das, and if that's a raya that you never had a full-fledged das, so we're able to say that it's probable that you never meant the ma'isa without giving yourself a leeway to be chayzer. But Ein Hachanami, it's only because we see you being chayzer that gives us a license to say that you probably only did the ma'isa with giving yourself the leeway. So the Chassam Sefer teaches the Ran, and it comes out that by Megadif, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, and Megarish, you have the first step, you're just missing the second step. That means on one hand we should say that since you're being chayzer, that should be a raya that you never had a full das. The Chassam Sefer says, obviously the Ran holds, that those things are so chashiv to a person, there's no way he would do it without having a full achlata gemura. Therefore, even if he's being chayzer now, we're not able to say that he didn't have achlata gemura. But a regular ma'isa that we're able to say that he didn't have this haskama gemura, then we say that if you're chayzer within Toich Hidei Dibur, that shows us that he never meant it without giving yourself a schus chazar. Now, there's an interesting lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin says, Misha nizba v'chayzer, someone made a shvuah, said, L'moshel, I'm not going to eat this apple. And then Toich Hidei Dibur says, no, I will eat the apple. So we say that Toich Hidei Dibur could be chayzer from the shvuah. V'hava ketoya. The lashon HaRambam is, the reason why chazar works is because you're considered a toya. Lashon tos. You're making a mistake. So the Avnei Nezer in Ibn Ezer, Simikuf Peivav, Ois Dalet, he explains what the Rambam means when he says you're a toya is that when someone's chayzer, Toich Hidei Dibur, that shows us that he never meant it. Because if you're chayzer so fast, obviously you didn't have the full-fledged das meikara when you said this shvur. Because if you had a full-fledged das, what's the chance of being chayzer so fast? So to write that you never fully meant to make the shvur. So Avnei Nezer actually learns, a machleik is Ran and the Rambam. The Ran seems to say, vayos, that mitchilo, you gave yourself a schus chazara. So there's no tayus going on. Rather, originally, you gave yourself leeway. Every person gives himself a few seconds to change his mind. But he had full das, and he also had a leeway to change his mind. The Rambam holds that the way Chazar works is because it's a raya that it was a tayus meikara. Now, it's interesting because the Chassam Sefer is learning that even the Ran means like the Avnei Nezer is saying in the Rambam. Because the Chassam Sefer is saying that the only reason we have a right to say you left yourself this leeway to be chayzer is based on the fact that we have reason to assume there was a mistake in your ma'isa because you were chayzer so fast, which is very similar to what the Avnei Nezer is saying in the Rambam. So now the Avnei Nezer has a whole list of nafkamines between the Ran and the Rambam. According to the Chassam Sefer, it wouldn't be true because the Ran also means like the Rambam. Now we'll start dealing with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran brings down the famous shita from Rabbeinu Tam that the Yisrael of Toich Hidei Dibur said to Kana der Rabbanan, they wanted a Talmud to be able to be chayzer from every sale, and if his Rebbe walks by, he's going to have to say Shalom Aleichem, and that will make him lose his ability to be chayzer. Therefore, they masakin that he could be chayzer, which means, obviously, that a person could be chayzer midaraisa, because if the halacha is that midaraisa you can't be chayzer ever, so why would the rabbanon worry that his rebbe will walk by? Obviously, the halacha is, and Devar Yecheskel speaks this out in Simin Chavzayin Ois Gimel that midaraisa you can be chayzer if you're not mafsik afilu rega echad. The second after you make the mashicha or the hagbah, the next second you're chayzer and say, I don't want to buy it, you can be chayzer. So they were worried, the Rabbanon, that if your Rebbe would walk by at that second, you're going to have to say Shalom Aleichem, and now you're ready mafsik, so you're going to lose your ability to be chayzer. So the Rabbanon said, you can still be chayzer for this time frame. Problem is the Gemara Nazir Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara declares, if Teich Hedei Dibur, Ked Dibur Tami, or not Ked Dibur Tami. So Machlekes Amirayim, the Machlekes Mishlakish, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasiya, and the Machlekes is, if you wait exactly the time frame of Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Meiri, let's say 3 seconds, could I be chayzer after the 3 seconds? It means I said these words, so now you're exactly after Teich Ledibur. Teich Ledibur means within the time frame of saying these three words, and now you're after the time frame, which means you did the Maisa, you said these words, and now you want to be chayzer. So Machlokes Amirayim. So Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra is Tav Lamed Aleph speaks out that very interesting thing that the whole Rabbeinu Tam would only stem with one Amira. Rabbeinu Tam would have to be going according to the Manda Omar that Teich De Dibur is Teich Dibur Dami, but according to the Manda Omar that it's Kala Acher Dibur Dami, which means that these three words, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amari, these four words make you not able to be Chayzer. Obviously the entire Inyan of Teich De Dibur has to be a different Inyan. Because we're saying that if you actually say these words, you can't be chayzer. And the whole point of Rabbeinu Tam is that the entire Teich Ledibur is coming to give us this ability to be chayzer after you say these words. Also about Rabbeinu Tam, we have Taisim Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Tesla Beis, which asked the Kasha that we asked earlier on the Ran, that how do you learn the Sugya of Kriya? So Taisim over there asked it on Rabbeinu Tam. If Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the whole point is an ability to be chayzer, that's why they were sakin Teich Ledibur. So why, by Hafar and Kriya, do we say that if you find out within Teich Ledibur, so it's a good Kriya and a good Hafar? Taiz answers, it must be a light plug. The Baran said that we consider it Miyad, and therefore you have a Schus Chazara. So hu adin l'kol dinim. For all dinim, we're going to say that you consider B'Vasachas, and anything you find out within Teich Ledibur is considered happening at the same time, and it would be a good Kriya and a good Hafar. Because you can say light plug. The only reason we had an issue earlier with the Ran is because the Ran is not the Rabbanon. The Ran is handling as far as the Raisa, that a person didn't have a Gemar Das. So if everything is the Raisa, that's the whole point that the Ran is upset at the Rabbeinu Tam. He asks, how could you say Legabe Hafara that as far as the Rabbanon would work? So he's happy himself because he himself holds the Inyan of Teich Ledibur is the Raisa. So there we had a Kasha from Kriya because you can't say Leplug. Leplug only applies by the Rabbanon, obviously. So there we had to say the Tristan from the Achrayim. But for a man of time, it's much simpler. You'll say there's a light plug, the Rabbanu Masaki, and that all Teich Ledibur's are Kedibur dummy. And Benegeya, the Kasher of the Ran asked on a man of time that if it's only the Rabbanu, how could it affect a Deraisa? So there's a tremendous chiddush from the Divrei Yecheskel. In Simen Chavzayin Oisir Aleph, the Divrei Yecheskel says that all Rabbeinu Tam said was the reason why Meikara they were Masaki a Musig of Teich Ledibur. Why did they make up such an idea that a person has a time that he's able to be chayzer? So he explains the reason they were masakin is, like we mentioned earlier, because the Talmud is trying to make a sale, the Rebbe's going to walk by. That's why they were masakin. But today, every person that makes a kinyan knows that each side has a schus to be chayzer for the next few seconds, based on the Tekan of the Rabbanan and the Hanami. But today, we know when we're doing a ma'isa that we both have a right to be chayzer. If we both do a ma'isa, and we both know we have a schus to be chayzer for the next few seconds, so we're really going to morph into the svar of the Ran. Every person is doing a ma'isa, knowing on a deraisa level that they have a schus chazara for the next few seconds, because that's all our das is going to say today, that they're a bottom woman sakin, that Teich Ledibur is kedibur dummy and you can be chayzer. So all the Rabbeinu Tam means is that it starts off from the bottom, but it's going to end up in the Raisa exactly like the Ran. The whole svar of the Ran is that a person mitchila knows that he gives himself a leeway to be chayzer. Rabbeinu Tam says, Vasebis, why? Why would we say that a person gives himself leeway to be chayzer for the next few seconds? So we actually asked this question earlier on the Ran, and we said maybe that's how the Ran and Rav Shimon would fit. Because only based on an idea, on a deraisa level, and it's considered vasachas, so now we say a person gives himself a right to be chayz of vasachas. But we were bothered by this question. Why should we say that a person has in mind, in the back of his mind, that I'm allowed to be chayz of a teichet dibur? Mehechet ha'isa. So all Rabbi Natan is doing is explaining that. He's explaining there was a tekanah derabanan. The Rabbanan sat down and they were misakein that a person has a right to be chayzer. And the reason why we're picking this idea is not arbitrary. It's not four words with six syllables. That's not the point. The point is, Rabbi Natan explains, that since the Talmud might be making a mekach and a Rebbe might walk by, therefore we had to give you a schus chazara. But once we give you a schus chazara, he has no problem. Rabbi Natan never says only the Rabbanan not the Raisa. He knows throughout Shas you're going to find Taisa Dibra working on the Raisas. Taisus asks from the Gemara Menachas, everyone else is asking from Hafara. So the answer is that Rabbi Natan agrees that today, on a Raisa level, we say that you never had in mind the Fartiga substantiated Chalois that you can't be Chazer from. You always gave yourself a Schus Chazara. All Rabbi Natan meant was the way it starts. The reason they were sacking the Indian of Teichet Dibur is because of Talmud and Rebbe. But today, based on that, they're abundant. Today, on a derisa level, every person can be Chayzer because every person is doing a Meister and retaining the right to be Chayzer with Teichet Dibur. This is a Teres from the Divya Cheskel. Obviously, all the Rishonim don't go like that because most Rishonim ask this Kash on the Ran, but this would be maybe Mahalik, how Rabbi Natan himself would learn. Also, on this topic of Teichet Dibur, we have very interesting, Mechudesh Tikat Taisus and Menachas, Taf Pei Alpha and Beis. Taisus says that if someone says, Harezu Hegdish, he cannot be Chayzer even Teichet Dibur. Why? Taisus says, because Amirasi Ligvaya, Kimisiro Lehadiat, the Amira by Hegdish is like a Maisa Kenyan. You don't have to go and make a Hagbo, Meshicha, or any other Kenyan when you're giving something to Hegdish. Rather, the Amira alone creates the Kenyan. So since the Amir alone creates the Kenyan, therefore you can't be Chayzer. So there's two obvious questions. The Ksais and Reish Nun Hei Ches and Mayrich about these questions. The first question is, our Gemara says four things that do not have the din of Teichet Dibur K'dibur Dami. Megadif, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh Megarish. We do not mention Hegdish. So that, the Ksais says, there are other sugis that are mashman that you can't be Chayzer from Hegdish. So, mitzvah that, we'll say it's Machlokes HaSugis, Ein HaChanami, the Gemara Nedarim, Pei Zayin, seems to say that he could be Chayzer from Hegdish, Tais is going with the other Sugis. The more significant question is, what does it mean that Amirasi L'Gvoi Kimisi Rasi L'Hedyatami? Ein HaChanami. So the Amir alone is like doing a Ma'isa Kinyin. Okay, on a Ma'isa Kinyin also you can be Chayzer. We all know, if you make a Hagbah, that you want to be kind of something, and you change your mind within Teichet Dibur, you could be Chayzer. It's a pasuk like that in Shulchan Aruch. Why can't you be Chayzer from a Kenyan? You can be Chayzer from everything. So the Ksais has a beautiful idea. He says, we have a klal that Dibur is a Mevatel Dibur, but Dibur is not Mevatel a Maisa. So in reality, if you make a Maisa Hagbah, which is a Maisa, you shouldn't be able to go a second later and say, I changed my mind. I don't want it to work. Because Loyasi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. And there's no ma'isa you could do that would ruin that ma'isa. So if there's no ma'isa you could do to ruin that ma'isa, you're just making it deeper, so you shouldn't be able to be chayzer from a ma'isa kinyan. We know it could be chayzer from a ma'isa kinyan. So Ksais explains beautifully. Because in every ma'isa kinyan, if you just go over to someone's chayfus and pick it up without any amira at all, you're not kaina. We have to know what you're doing. So always there's a conversation between the two sides. Do you want to be kind? And I say, yeah. And I say, lechazeku kni. And I say, fine. And I make the kinyan. But there was an amira that was megala, my das, that I wanted to be kind. When you're being chayzer, zaklik sois, you're not chayzer from the maisa, because you can't be chayzer from the maisa, because lo yasi dibur mat the maisa. All you're being chayzer from is, you're being chayzer from your amira. You had said you wanted to make the kinyan, now I'm saying I don't want to make the kinyan. So I'm left with a ma'isa without an amira. What's the halacha ma'isa without an amira? It's worthless. But that's every time, that's how it works, to be chayzer from every kinyan. So Taisus says a beautiful thing. The amirase ligvaya is kemisirase lahegdit. Hegdish is different than all over. Hegdish, you don't make a ma'isa and a das. The amira itself is considered the ma'isa. If the amira itself is considered the ma'isa, so the ma'isa you can never be chayzer from. Because even by a regular hedyot, you can't be chayzer from the maisa, lest you deep mevat the maisa. Always you're being chayzer from the words that are necessary on the side of the maisa. Besides the maisa, I also need words. Some chayzer from the words. Some now left with the maisa alone. But left with the maisa alone, it's worthless. But you can never be chayzer from the maisa. On that, Tosfos says, the din of amirasa l'gvaya kimisirasa l'hedyot says, the words of hegdish are on the level of mesira and the maisa of hedyot. And the mice of hedyot is not something you can be chayzer from. Here also you can't be chayzer from. Because you'll have the rule. You could apply the rule of layosi diber mvatal maisa by every amir of hegdish. That's how the Ksais explains Tosfos. Now continuing on with the Gemara says there are four exceptions to this din of teikli diber kadiber dami. One of the exceptions is mekadosh. If you mekadosh someone and teikli diber, you say the mice was matana or Pekodin, I never meant to give it to you for Kedushin, I don't even want to marry you. The halach is the Kedushin is chal. So now, what does it mean that Kedushin is chal? So according to the Ran, that would mean that since Midaraisa, the whole idea of being Chayz Teich Lidibur is because you never meant a complete fartig, substantiated Kavana originally, that's why it can be Chayzer. But over here we say there is a Haskama Gemura, it can't be Chayzer. So according to the Ran, it's obvious there's a Kedushin Darais over here. Why not? According to Rabbeinu Tam, that every time the Rabbanim were Mesakin, that a person has a Schus Chazara, and they weren't Mesakin in these cases, so you lost your Schus Chazara, so it's for sure a Kedushin Darais. Actually, the Ran was bothered it should never be able to affect the Darais. For some reason it was affecting the Darais. But here also we say the Takana of giving yourself a schus chazara was never said in these cases. So even if we say, like we mentioned earlier from Divya Cheskel, that because there's a schus chazara, because the Rabbanu were masakin schus chazara, therefore you end up having the Ran, but that's only if they were masakin the schus chazara. But over here, that the Rabbeinu Tam holds hishfumi the same echomili bamihani, though for whatever reason they never were masakin the takana that you could be chazer by these cases. So by Kedushin, the Rabbanan never said you have a schus chazara. So if he never gave you a schus chazara, so obviously there's a total Kedushin deraisa. However, the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Amud, he has a whole different idea. He must argue on the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. He paskins that if you make a Kedushin and you chayzer teich dei dibur, you're mekudeshes lechumra. He learns you could be chayzer from Kedushin. We have no problem. Teich dei dibur says you can be chayzer from everything. And you can be chayzer from Kedushin. The only reason we say that you can't be chayzer from Kedushin is because lechumra, the Rabbanan said that you're mekudeshes and you can't marry someone else. Shelo yehelas. We don't want people to say, hey, it looked like Reuven was mekadesh Leah. We actually even heard Reuven tell Leah, Reah mekudeshes Leah mitamazu. They don't know that a second later he said, I'm just joking, or it's just a matana. So they think you're married, so we can't allow her to marry someone else. So lechumra we say you can't be chayzer from kedushin, but midiraisa meikra the dinai you can be chayzer even from a kedushin, which is obviously not like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. They both give you svaras why you can't be chayzer from kedushin even on the raisa level. It's not clear how the Rashbam learned the other three megadif, avodah zarah and megarish, but in kedushin he clearly says that midiraisa you could be chayzer, and the entire point of the Gemara is that we're chayzer for a las. Now the Avni Meluim. In Siman Lamed Aleph, he says Vav. He says a tremendous chiddush. You have to know which Rishonim he could work with. He says this whole halacha that you can't be chayzer from kedushin, teich de dibur, is only when you want to break a kedushin. You made a kedushin, now you want to break it. But let's say you want to add on to a kedushin. Lamashal, you did not give enough money. You only gave a chatzi pruta. So the halacha is you're not mekudeshes. So you say arei mekudeshes li betabasu. You give her a half a pruta. And within Teich de Dibur, you give another half a pruta. So do we say that even though Teich de Dibur Kedibur Dami, but not in the world of Kedushin, or do we say that's only if you want to come break a Kedushin? But if you want to fix a Kedushin, then maybe we'll say the din of Teich de Dibur Kedibur Dami, and that's how the Avnei Meluim comes out of Maskana. Now the Meluim paskins that you are able to fix up a Kedushin, Teich de Dibur. Now, let's handle each Rishon. According to the Ran, this makes no sense. According to the Ran, every Kedushin, even if it's Chatzi Puta, you made a Kedushin with Haskama Gemura. So you did not leave yourself leeway to change any of the halachas later on. So halacha should be like the Ran, you cannot fix it up later. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they were never misakin a Teich de Dibur's Kedibur Dami by Kedushin. doesn't say anywhere that there's a difference between breaking it or fixing it. But according to Rashbam, it's beautiful. If you go like the Rashbam, the whole reason you can't be chayzer from Kedushin is a chumrah. It's a chumrah that we don't want you to marry people without getting a get now, because we're worried that people will think you're married. But me'ikra de dino, you could be chayzer. So that means that the Rashbam holds that the halachas of Teichet Dibur do apply by Kedushin. So of course you can fix it up later. When Al Gemara says it doesn't apply by Kedushin, it just means that Lechumro, we're not going to allow someone that had a Kedushin done, and then a Chazara, we're not going to allow that Isha to get married Lashuk without a Gerushin Lechumro. But the regular halach of Teichet Dibur Kedibur Dami does apply. You don't have the Svar of the Ran, and you don't say the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam. Rather, Teichet Dibur applies by Kedushin and just will machmin to need to get. So of course, in a case when you didn't give a full Kedushin and now you're Maisef, there's no reason why it shouldn't be a good Kedushin to Raisa. So the Avni Mulum would make sense according to the Rashbam. Shaila just is, if you look at the Avni Mulum carefully, his Lashon is that the reason why you can't be Chayzer from Kedushin is because Olam Tuva. He sounds like he has a new Pshat in the Gemara, not like any of the Rishonim that we mentioned. He learned that with Gemara, these things are so chashuv that you don't have a schus chazara. So on that he says, that's only if Kedushin's chal. A chalois Kedushin and a chalois Gerushin and a chal are so potent that you can't be chayz from them. But let's say they're not chal, so then there's no reason to say that they're different than anything else. So just like everything else, you be chayz teich de dibur, so too these things you be chayz teich de dibur. Now this is not like all the Rishonim that we mentioned. According to the Rashbam, you actually could be chayzer from Kedushin, even though it's Olam Tuva. And according to the Ran, the reason why over here you can't be chayzer is because it's a Gemara's Das. So there's no difference if it worked or it didn't work. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a special takana that they made of a schus chazor, and they never made it by these cases. So l'chera, if they never made this din that you could be chayzer, so what's the difference if it worked or not? One could say that he's going to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is very unclear, the way the Ram brings it down, why these cases, Megadif HaVedeh Zara, Mekadosh Megarish, don't have the halacha of Teichet Dibur. So it could be that Avni Mulum is explaining the Rabbeinu Tam. They made a special takana of Teichet Dibur that he could be chayzer. But Hishvumi, the same Echol Mili, that everything has this lay plug, Teichet Dibur, Kedibur Tami. Barmihani, because they're so chashuv. These chashuv things, we don't want to chop with them, we don't want to play around with them. These things, once they're chal, you can't change your mind. So if the entire din that you can't be chayzer is based on the fact that they're all in tuva, they're very chashuv, on that we'll say that's only if they're working. But let's say you did a kedushin that didn't work, so it's not all in tuva, so then you could be chayzer and you would be able to fix up the kedushin and make it into a kedushin. That would be maybe how you could understand the Avni Mulum to stem it with at least one rishon lahalacha. Now we'll continue with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we have the chilik between hakama and hafara. If someone makes a hakama on half the neder, it's hakama for the entire neder. But if you make a hafara on a half a neder, ene mufer achiyefer aflanovim. So if someone made a neder for te'enim and anovim, and it's only made for the te'enim, the hafara does not work. The Ram brings down two pshatim, what it means the hafara doesn't work. Yesh aimrim, that obviously it works on what you made it on. There's no reason why it shouldn't be a good hafara on the te'enim that you were made for on. All the Mishnah means is that we don't have the halacha like we have by hakama, that hakama on half blibes the hakama on the whole thing. We do not say that by hafara, so hafara on half is not a hafara on the whole thing. Adilma, the lashon acher that the Ram brings is that enim for klal, you can't make a half a hafara. Hafara has to be on the whole thing, and a half a hafara is worthless. The Rosh points out that we have a klal throughout the Masechta, neder shehutter miksasa, hutter kuloi. So this neder is getting hutter, hafara is producing what heter chacham produces, why don't we say this klal of neder shehutter miksasa, hutter kuloi? So the Rosh says to look at what he previously wrote in Afpei Beis. Over there he writes, there's a big difference between hataras chacham and hafara, we've mentioned it a few times. And that is that by Hataras Chacham, you being Iker, the entire Neder may Ikroi, that it was a Tayyaz and he never meant to make it. So what we're left with is a half a Neder. Now he never meant, the Neder never meant to make a Neder, let's use the Mashal of Al Mishnah. So he was Neder on Te'enim and on Avim. Then if we'll find there was a Tayyaz on Te'enim, so we're left, it's turning out that his Neder was a Neder on an Avim. Now he never meant to make a Neder on an Avim. He meant Te'enim on an Avim. Since with the Heter Chochem, we're changing the Neder, that it turns out you only ended up making a
a neder on an oven, and that's never what you meant to make, then we say, you never meant to make such a neder. It's a tayus. However, hafara is only mikan lahaba. The Gemara knows here, it comes out of maskana. Therefore, we're never changing what you made. You made a neder on te'enim and an oven. I'm actually breaking half the neder. I'm breaking the te'enim, but there's no reason why I should break the oven. Therefore, if there's such a thing as breaking half a neder, then you'll be left with a neder and an oven without te'enim. And if there's no such thing at all as breaking half a neder, then you'll have the entire neder. But you can't use the klal of hutim iksasa hutim kuloi only when there's an akira l'mafreya. That's what the Rosh says in Afpei Beis. Now, the Ran on Amud Beis brings a raya to the shita in the Rishonim that the hafara works halfway. Because the Rabbanon, after the Gemara brings down the shita of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they bring down the shita of Chachamim. The Gemara says, Chachamim, Oimrim, Makish, Hakom, La Hafara, Ma Hafara, Masha Hefer, Hefer, Af Hakama, Masha Kaim, Kaim. Just like by Hafara, we know that half the nether is Hofer, so to Hakama is only going to be Hakama on half. Now, Kipshutai, the Ran points out, the Chacham are talking to their Bar Plukta. Rav Kiva and Mishmol had a machlaikis. If you can make Hafar b'miksas, but everyone agreed that you can make that Hakama is going to be Chal on the entire Neder, so they're saying back to them that you're wrong. We hold that just like the Hafar is only Chal on half, so too the Hakama is only Chal on half. So seemingly, they're saying the fact. The Hafara we all agree on is only Chal half. We hold that just like Hafar is Chal half, so Hakama is Chal half. In other words, even Rabbi Kiva, who held Hafar was Chal on the whole thing, that's all because in Lamdas it should be Chal on half. Just, he has a Hekesh to Hakama, therefore it's Chal on the whole thing. So they're saying back to Rabbi Kiva and Mishmael, you're all starting off with this Havana, that Hafar is on half, we agree to you, we're on the same page. However, we have a Hekesh, Hakama to Hafara, therefore just like Hafar is on half, so too Hakama will be on half. But that conversation would only make sense if we're going to say that Hafar is something that can be Chal on half. If we say that Rabbi Shmuel held the Hafar is not Chal at all, so the Rabbanan are not really talking to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Hafar is worthless, and they're saying Hafar is halfway, and therefore Hakama is the same. They're not really talking to their Bar Plukta. That's the point of the Ran. The Ran continues, and he brings the Tosefta, which is Mashma, that the Hafar is not Chal at all according to Rabbi Shmuel. So he's bothered because he pointed out that the Chacham seems to be talking to Rabbi Shmuel, and that would indicate that the Hafar is Chal b'miksas. So therefore he goes on to bring a different girsa, the girsa from the Ramban, that the Rabbanan are saying that just like Hafar doesn't work at all, so too Hakama doesn't work at all. Not like our girsa. However, the Rajba, he comes to him kind of our girsa, that the Rabbanan hold that the Hafar works halfway, and therefore the Hakama, which is hookish to Hafar, also works halfway. You have the Tainas Haran, that the Rabbanan are not talking to Bishmal. On that, the Rajba says, you find this a lot of times that you have a machloikis, and the next Tana is not really talking with the same hanachos and the same things that the first Tana assumed, the second Tana is not assuming, and the Chachamim are really talking their own svara. We hold Hafara is Chal halfway, which is a point of contention, and we understand that Bishmol doesn't hold like that, but that's what we hold. And we also hold that you make a hekish when Hakama to Hafara, therefore, just like Hafara is Chal halfway, so too Hakama will be Chal halfway. Even though Bishmal holds Hafara is not Chal at all, still the Chacham hold Hafara is Chal halfway, and they're not really talking to each other. But there's still one point that has to be addressed, and that is that it's not so standard that we find two separate Machlaikisim in the Tanayim. Because over here, we have a Machlaikis of Bishmal and Bekiva to make a Hekesh from Hakama to Hafara. That's a standard Machlaikis, very normal. We always find the Machlaikisim if we make a Hekesh. But now we have a Machlaikis. The Chacham say, we argue in Lomdus about Hafara. You hold Hafara is Chal and not at all. It's either all or nothing. And therefore, we're going to, with these Rishonim, the Rashi is going with the Rishonim, that according to Bishmal, Hafara on half is worthless. The Chacham say, it's not true. Hafara on half works. Okay, that's a normal Machlaikis. It's a Sfara. Do we say that Hafara, which does not have a Pasuk, that b'miksas implies a Hafara on the whole thing, do we say that therefore it's all or nothing and you're left with nothing? Or do we say you could have a Hafara on half? That's fine. But now we're also having a machlokes if you make a hekesh. Because Rabbi Shmuel did not make a hekesh Hakama to Hafara. He holds Hafara doesn't work at all and Hakama works completely. Rabbi Kiva made a hekesh, therefore everything works completely. And now we're saying that there are button hold, Hafara works on half, one machlokes with Rabbi Shmuel, and also we make a hekesh, seemingly another machlokes. So it's not the biggest pell in the world, but one could say that it goes hand in hand. The Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the Hekesh. Throughout the Masechta, we have many times where Makish Hakamat HaFara. He just holds, if you make a Hafara that's not a Hafara, then you can't learn out the dinim of the Hafara from Hakama. The whole Hekesh is, when you have a Hafara, and you have a Hakama, and you want to know the dinim, so we say, a Hafara and Hakama are Hukish, have the same dinim. But over here, a Hafara and half, Rabbi Shmuel holds, is worthless. You didn't make Hafara. It's like you used a Lashon, that's not a good Lashon. If you use a Lashon, that's not a good Lashon. You can make a Hekesh Hakama? Of course not. It's not a Hafara. It's not included in the thing that has a Hekesh. So Rabbi Shmuel that holds, it's not a Hafara at all, he holds, it's no Hekesh. Come along the Rabbanon, and they say, we hold an Hafara, makes us is a Hafara. At least on what you were made for, it's good Hafara. It doesn't work on the other part, okay, but it still works on the part that you made it on. So it is called a Hafara. So we could apply the Hekesh about Kama to Hafara. So we come out, there's three levels in the Machlaikas. Rev Yishmael held, there's no Hafara here to make a Hekesh. Hafara is worthless. Comes along Rabbi Kiva and he says, no, you made a Maisa Hafara, you said Mofer Lechi, you said the proper Lashon, it's a Hafara. Now it wouldn't work, but we learned out from Hakama that this Hafara does work. That means Misfara, it shouldn't work, but that the you could use a Hekesh in such a case. If Aideh, the Hekesh, is going to turn into a good Hafara, this is included in the Hekesh of Hakama and Hafara. Come along the Rabbanon and they say, of course there's a Hekesh, because the Hafara Misfara works in half. Therefore we will have a Hekesh, Hakama to Hafara, and therefore Hakama also works on half. Continuing on with the Gemara, on the last case of the Mishnah had said, "Kainim te'ena shanita yemes va'andava shanita yemes hare elu shnei nedarim," and therefore the hakama and hafara of one would not affect the hakama and hafara of the other one. On that, the Gemara says, "Amarava masnisin Reb Shimonhi da amarachi yemer shvul lechalechad v'yechad." There's a machloikis. It's early in the Masechta between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. What constitutes two shvuos and nedarim? Tanakama says, if someone says, Shvuah she'en lecha b'yodi, v'loylach, v'loylach, chayv ha'kol lecha v'yechot, someone says, I don't have any money to you, and to you, and to you, that alone that he said, loylach, 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 that alone makes it three nedarim. And Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon says, you have to use a lashon shvuah for each one separately. You have to say, Shvuah she'en lecha b'yodi, Shvuah loylach, Shvuah loylach. That's the only way you'll separate the nedarim. But if you don't do that, then it's considered one neder. So to an our Mishnah, the Ran speaks out, if you would just say, Kainim Shani Tayemes, Loi Te'ena V'loi Anava, even though you used the extra word Loi, you could have said, Kainim Shani Tayemes, Loi Te'ena V'anavim, and you used the extra word Loi, so Loi the Rabbana, and that would be two Nedarim, but we're going like Reb Shimon holds that just using an extra word Loi would not be enough, you have to use in our Mishnah the extra word of Shani Tayemes. Now, at first glance, it's very hard to read, because in our Mishnah, you only said Shani Tayemes. Reb Shimon seems to have said you need to use the extra word Shvuah. So now Mishnah, to make two Nedarim, according to Reb Shimon, you should have to say Kainim Shani Tayemes Anavim and Kainim on the Te'ena. How could you use the same Kainim for both and say that it's two Nedarim? So if you look, the Rosh in the Mishnah was actually Geirus in the Mishnah, Kainim Shani Tayemes Te'ena, Kainim Shani Tayemes Anavim. And now the Gemara is great. That's Reb Shimon, that if you use the Lashon Kainim for each one separately, that makes it two Nedarim. But Ein Hachanami, according to the Rosh, if you didn't use the word Kainim in our Mishnah, that would not make it into two Nedarim. The Taisirid, in Ais Yutes, he speaks out. He goes like the Ran's Girsa, that we're not Geiris Kainim twice in the Mishnah. But he says that Shani Tayemes is enough to make two Nedarim. So it's a big machlaik. It's really how to learn the Gemara earlier. When Reb Shimon says you need a shvuah lechal echad, the Ran and Tais Rid hold, it's not really because you use the word shvuah. You see now, Mishnah, without using the word shvuah, you can make it into two nedarim. The entire point of Reb Shimon is that you need a substantial separation, a substantial extra terminology to show that you're making it into two nedarim. Just saying leilach v'leilach is not enough to make it into two nedarim. And therefore now, Mishnah, if you would have said leitein v'leinavim, that wouldn't be enough to make it into two nedarim. But you don't have to actually use the word Shvuah twice. It's enough to say Shani Tayemes to show the distinction and the separation in your Nedarim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.